NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting you set for the start of the third quarter here. Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson on a beautiful day from Delaware Academy. A lot going on in the area. Great crowd just kind of shuffling in and out here. Delhi still working their way out of the locker room here, so we'll probably take one more break in just a minute. But Delhi will get the ball to start the third quarter here, and we'll see what they can do. They've, you know, driven the ball down the field on several different occasions today, but the Eagles' defense has been equal to the task. So we got a big week coming up. We are planning to do Deposit Hancock football at BG next Friday night at 7 o'clock. Then next Saturday is my big soccer Saturday at the Wright National Soccer Campus over there in Oneonta. We'll have the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League Soccer Championship games. We don't do them on the radio, but you can follow along all day on my Twitter or X page with updates from that. So this will be a full week of semifinal games, seeing who's going to punch their ticket to go to those games. Always a busy and fun time of year.
Where do you stand when you cover that many games? Are you just kind of move around, you know?
What's nice about that location is I can kind of, there's a couple of little hilltops there, and I can kind of have my head on a swivel, and usually I enlist a couple of different helpers, and we try to watch as many games as we can. Usually there's at least two games going on at the same time, and at least they're spread out a little bit enough that we can make it work.
You try to, like, camouflage yourself so you're not, you know, big celebrity walking
around. Well, that's the hardest thing is everybody wants to come over and chat, and it's like, I'm going to miss a goal here or a big play if I'm just running off at the mouth over on the sidelines. So, but it'll be fun. Make sure you come out next week and watch all those games on Soccer Saturday. We'll take one last quick break. When we come back, start of the third quarter, Delhi football on top of Spencer Vanette and Kander here at DA, 7-0 on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A 7-0 lead here at the start of the third quarter for Delhi over Spencer Vanette and Kander. And again, just that out-of-town score update. DH leading Sydney 41-0 at the half. So Sabres trying to make the most of that one today against the DH Eagles. DH still undefeated. You know, coming into the year, I knew they were going to be strong, but I feel like they have surprised a lot of people except themselves. I feel like they put in a lot of work in the offseason with that group. And they've been raring to go since day one.
You always surprise everyone except for yourselves, I feel like. That's how it goes. You know, no one, sometimes there's teams you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. But you ever ask anyone part of that team, that program, they always go, no, we knew this was possible.
We were ready, yeah. So the Eagles will be kicking off. Delhi will receive. And the Bulldogs will go right to left on your radio dial here. They are in the maroon tops, the gray pants, the white helmet with the maroon stripe, and the white trim as well on the uniform. The Eagles here are in the white tops with the purple and the black trim, the black pants, and that black and purple helmet as well. So they'll be kicking off here. And we'll see who is back deep here. Looks like for DA, Ivan Richardson and Ian Johnson back to receive for the Bulldogs. A little side-winding kick is fielded here at the 30, and that's where they'll call it, as Townsend caught it there, as it didn't quite get far enough to get back to the normal two receivers. So going right to left, starting at their own 30, here comes Delhi. How can they get the offense back on track here, Sky? They were good early. The running game was cashing in, And then the Eagles kind of shored up those holes, and there was nowhere to go.
Yeah, and at the end of the half, they started throwing the ball a little bit more. They had a lot of yards to make up. But one of the things that I think for Delhi that they did well was when they started to bounce the ball, not too far outside, but in between the tackle and the end, or, you know, the three hole, you'll call it. So curious to see, and that's where they're trying to start right there. But, wow, what a tackle.
Wow, a run up the middle, but nowhere to go. He got 2 yards or so, but then a big stick there by Devin Amin.
Yeah, right there. The other thing Delhi's been doing is they've been getting out there and looking to cut back in. Normally, you try to do the opposite because if you go back in, that's where all the guys are. So we got a stoppage.
Somebody just got told to head off here. The official stopped, and he's told one of the Spencer Manette and Kander players to hit the sideline. Not exactly sure what that was all about. An equipment issue of some kind, or I don't know if something was said, but they have to bring in one of the guys from the sideline now to fill the spot. And so this is going to be a second down and about 8 to go here for the Bulldogs, again going right to left. They'll hand it off again to Johnson, cuts to the right side out to the 40 before he's brought down there, very close to a first down.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened with the guy that got sent off, but as I was saying before that, though, a lot of the runs that Delhi is doing, they don't cut it out towards the sideline. They always look to cut back towards the middle, and that's one of the things, if I was a coach, I would be telling them, don't keep looking to go back in, because that's where all the help is, especially when you line up with only one guy wide on each side. They're able to contain everyone else in that box, if you will.
First down on that last run for DA. They'll get going again here in a nice run of about 6 or 7 up the middle, nearing midfield. Johnson again on the carry. Looked like it was some sort of equipment issue for Spencer Manette and Kander as Foster is able to come back in here. They did something to the bottom of his pants there, taped it up or something.
Yeah.
And he's back in.
I'm not really too sure, but I think you're right. And that was a good run there by Delhi. It looked like they stopped him right at the line of scrimmage, but broke through a little bit, picked up about 9.
So 10.5 to go here, third quarter. Delhi leading 7-0. Trying to get some points early in this second half. Man in motion from left to right. Cornell's going to drop back to throw. Rush is coming. He gets it off just in time, and it's just about 2 yards in front of the outstretched arms of Rocco Schnabel. Incomplete.
And they are lucky because number 12 for Delhi was wide open. There was no one even near him. And truthfully, I thought that that's where the ball was going, and he just didn't look that way.
He was looking for the home run ball to Schnabel, who had a step on the defender, but the pass was just too far in front. Yeah, that's a tough play right there. So now third and short coming here right at midfield at about the 48-yard line. They're trying to punch it into Eagles territory. 10:25 to go, third quarter. See if the Bulldogs decide to go back to the ground here, and they do. They go to Johnson, hits the hole. He's got the first down, and he's tackled there into Eagles territory at about the 48. So announced as a gain of about 5 or 6 there, and another first down, and you know, if you're Delhi here, take your time, be content, see if you can cash in on this early drive in the third quarter.
Now, last week when they played against Tioga, do you know what their offensive attack was? Because they put up 41 last week. Do you know if it was through the air, on the ground? What do you know what they were mostly doing?
I'll have to look back at the stat sheet from a week ago because that game was just crazy. The updates we were getting and then when the stats came in, I mean, it was just back and forth.
Right.
Delhi would score, Tioga would answer. But, no, I don't know the attack on if it was more on the ground or the pass. I will look at our stat sheet from a week ago as another run here for DA out to the 40-yard line.
Because I was just curious because when we were doing the game last week, it seemed like we got an update really quickly. And I'm giving credit to the Eagles' defense as well, but 41 points is a lot of points to put up against a good Tioga team.
Yeah, it certainly was. And that just turned into kind of a old-fashioned shootout between those two teams. So, yeah, I'll pull it up here when I get a chance. As this is going to be a second down and short, Delhi running across the 40 down to about the 36. I think Johnson's going to pick up another first down there.
Looked like it, but actually it looks like they're marking him a little short.
Yeah, so a short gain is going to be third down and short here. So this will be here for the Bulldogs. I'm just looking back at that score sheet from a week ago. A lot of long runs
okay.
For the score there. But a couple of passes, I mean, they had a They had a 13-yard pass to Schnabel for the touchdown. I mean, it looks like a pretty good mix for both teams as we're going to get the spot here with 9 minutes to go here in this third quarter. It's Delhi 7, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. Yeah, this was close enough. They wanted to do the measurement for the first time today, and a first down for the Bulldogs. So the spot pays off. But yeah, Delhi opened up early with a 64-yard TD run there by Ian Johnson. Again, this is last week against Tioga, but then Tioga answers back with a 50-yard pass play. Then Delhi goes to the air, and they find Schnabel. And then after that, it was a good mix of run and pass. They hit another 60-yard TD. Delhi did later in the in the game. So looked like everything was working last week. And today, the Eagles defense has found a way, but I cursed them here as they jump off.
Yep. As always, right there, you know, you bring something like that up and something has to happen, right?
Yeah, broadcaster's curse right there. So looked like he was just getting that momentum going, and then he couldn't pull himself back.
But yeah, back to that game, because we were getting those updates, and it seemed like they were pretty quick, but that would make sense because they had the big plays.
Yeah, there was big play after big play, and that's one of those games you say, boy, I wish I was there, you know?
So give credit to this Eagles defense for the way they're playing so far, having only given up 7 points through the first half and making it challenging on this Delhi offense.
Here's a little pitch to the outside here for Cook. Close to the first down. He's got it to the 25 before he's knocked out of bounds there with 8:20 to go here in this third quarter. And the two-headed monster again of Johnson and Cook has been real strong in another first down. And so this will be another first down coming up here for the Bulldogs. This has been a real consistent drive. Yeah, they tried that long home run ball, but again, another big dose on the ground here with Johnson and Cook. 8:05 to go in this third quarter. It's Delhi 7, Spencerman and Ettenkander nothing. And this time they try to go to Johnson to the left side, and he's got nowhere to go. And again, as the field gets shorter, it feels like this Eagles defense really just turns on the heat.
They really do. It's been very impressive all day. And it's that, we'll say it again, bend but don't break kind of defense that they have going on.
And so Delhi bringing the play in from the sideline. Going to be a second down and about 11 to go here.
I think we're getting a shoe tied.
Yeah, officials call a timeout here. So
how many guys to tie a shoe?
Yeah, how many guys does it take here? Good love from the teammates here as one of the Spencer guys getting a shoe tie. Looks like we're all set to go now. 7:40 to go here, third quarter. Still a 7-0 game, low scoring, and a defensive battle here. It feels like for a lot of the game, it's been the Spencer Vanette and Kander defense against the Delhi offense.
It has been, and I will say, though, to tie shoes with gloves on,
not easy.
It's impossible.
Going to hand off here on a second down and long to Cook to the right side. He's still on his feet. He's got the first down at the 15. Just would not go down and kept those legs pumping.
No, he did. That was a great run right there. He got hit, kept the legs going, and that's how he picked up the first down. Very, very tough run.
So a first down coming up here for the Delhi Bulldogs. And they're trying to cash in. Make this a two-score game. And in a game like that today, certainly would feel like a big mountain to climb the way the defenses have been playing against each other.
You almost feel that way. That second score would really kind of open things up a little bit.
Cornell, he's got one wide receiver split to each side, wants to hand it off, goes to Johnson, hits the hole, and he's brought down there by the Eagles. Devin Amin is there again, along with his teammates on the line, to wrap him up.
We are almost already halfway through this quarter for a first possession of this half.
Yeah, Delhi's really chewed up the clock here. 6.5 and counting to go in this third quarter. Delhi leading 7-0.
If you're Spencer Vanette, we can't tie the game if we don't get the ball, if you just keep, you know, draining the clock.
Yeah, Delhi methodical here, taking their time, burning up some of this clock here with a 7-0 lead. They're looking to add to it. They go right back to Johnson, hits the hole. Can he get through? He's brought down at the goal line. Very close, and it's going to be, looks like a first and goal here. I think he was close enough. Yeah, first and goal here for DA.
He was close to scoring there. That was another impressive run.
And so, again, they've just been relentless on the run. Even when the Eagles have stopped it, they've really had a strong commitment to the running game today. And so we'll see if Johnson can pick up his second TD. Maybe they go with Cook. 5:45 to go here, third quarter. Bulldogs getting some love from the fans as they come up to the line. Here's the quarterback, Cornell. And here's the snap. Wants to go back to Johnson. Hits the hole. No, that's Cook. He's in. And Cook is in for six here for Delhi with 5.5 to go in the third quarter.
You could not have asked for much better drive to start this half. He took off 6.5 minutes and go all the way down, punch it, and make it a two-possession game. That was very, very well executed.
Yep, not only did they chew up the clock, they're able to put six on the board, and now they'll try the extra point as they did last time with Lucas Nealis. With, again, 5.5 to go in the third quarter. And waiting for the snap here. Snap is good, hold is good, and Nealis with the left-footed boot. It's up and good. 14-0 lead for Delhi now over Spencer Bennett and Kander. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sportsfield Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sportsfield Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi just scored, but guess what? They get the ball back again. Sky, take us through what was an amazing kickoff, and Delhi is able to recover.
So after we see, you know, Delhi the last time kick it off basically into the end zone, this time everyone's thinking that's going to happen again. They're going to drill it, kick it deep. Instead, he basically just hit a pop fly, and the ball landed right on the grass and just sat there. No one for Spencer Van Etten. Kander was in the area. Delhi was the only team to get the ball, and then they got the ball, and they got it right now in the 35.
We got a flag here, and this one's going against the Bulldogs, so it'll back them up. But, you know, you said it perfectly while we were watching that during the break. That ball just stuck there. It didn't bounce. It just took the perfect Delhi landing zone, I would say.
It really did. And the thing is they must have seen that there was an opening right there because there really wasn't anyone for Spencer Van Etten Kander in that area. So they must have seen it. There's got to be some sort of key or cue that says this is what we're going to do, because if someone's standing right there, you don't usually go for that. So
yeah.
Great job and execution on that.
Great to know when you can pull that out of your bag of tricks. As here's a handoff to Johnson. He's got some daylight to the outside. Johnson to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and he is in for a Delhi touchdown, a 35-yard run, and Delhi's up 20-0 with 5:25 to go in the third.
And you want to talk about a change of momentum. That's what Delhi has done this half, Nate. They go down, and it took 6.5 minutes, and now it took 10 seconds because it was 5:35. And now there's only 5:25 on the clock.
Ian Johnson with his second TD of the day, and they finally bust a big play, and that puts the Bulldogs in full control now, 20-0. So special teams helping out, and then a great run to put another six on the board.
You had to think at some point we were going to see a big play like that.
Yeah, Delhi's tried a couple of big ones and just hasn't been able to connect. They do on this one. Nealis with the extra point again. Boy, he's automatic down there. And it's 21-0 thanks to the second TD run of the day from Ian Johnson. Delhi 21, Spencer Van Etten Kander nothing. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we're back early from break this time. See, I doubt they'll do it again, but I want to make sure we don't miss the next kickoff here from Lucas Nealis, who a great kickoff on that last one that Delhi recovers. He's been great on the extra points. And, you know, sometimes those guys just don't get enough love.
No, and special teams can sometimes make or break you. And we're talking about a game here where the last time he kicked in the end zone, touchback, and there's another boom.
Yeah, he's had a huge boot, too. I mean, this one's into the end zone and out. I mean, no chance of a return. That's the second time he's done that today.
And, I mean, you think about it. In high school, most of the time, there's not guys that can kick it that deep. So squib it, ball starts 30, 35, 40-yard line. Touchbacks start on the 20-yard line. We're talking a 10, 15, 20-yard difference for most teams where they normally start from. And then, the last one before this, of course, he kicks it short and they get the ball back. I mean, it's a huge, huge weapon to have.
Yeah, he's shown that he's got the leg to kick it deep, but also the finesse to kind of drop that one in there. So, a nice extra luxury to have. And, you know, over the years covering Tioga and stuff, they've had great kickers. And it was always like, what can't this team do? I mean, that's kind of what you need at the Class D level, if you can have all of that. Snap goes through the QB's hands. It's on the turf. I think Delhi might have it. And they do inside the 10. That went off of the quarterback's hands. The snap was high. Merrick couldn't handle it. And again, a first and goal to go here for the Bulldogs. What a turn of events.
Nate, this has been 14 seconds since they scored that touchdown. What a turn of events in this game.
Wow, so what was just a really tight game, and you had to wonder, could the Eagles go down and maybe tie it up on a drive? And things have just gone all Delhi's way here the last, well, you said 14 seconds.
And it took 6.5 minutes to score the first touchdown of this half, so we weren't thinking this kind of turnaround would happen.
No, just Delhi taking advantage of some miscues and some opportunities. They're going to hand it off to Cook. He bangs his way forward into the line, good for a couple of yards. Second down coming up here. Going to be second and goal to go. They need about 3 yards. And so Johnson has two. I wonder if they'll try to get Cook his second one of the day, making maybe some of our awards tougher to give out. Well, we've had great special teams play. We've had some good guys step up on defense. A little bit of everything today.
We really have. This Delhi team has been very well-rounded across the board.
Going to be a handoff. They go back to Johnson to the outside. He dives in off the right side. Good for a touchdown. Third of the day there for Ian Johnson. 4:45 to go in the third, and it's 27-0 now for Delhi. But we do have a flag, it looks like. That stopped the cheering in its tracks.
Like immediately, too. I wonder when it was called.
Yeah, I didn't even see it come out there. So 4:46 to go, third quarter. We'll see if they got to come back and do that one again. Going to be a holding here against Delhi. So back it up and hit rewind, and let's see if Delhi can run that play again.
And that looked like it happened like right on the goal line, which it had to have, because 10 yards right from the spot, and it's right on the 10.
Yeah, ball is pushed out here to the 10-yard line, so happened right at the goal line, and now DA will have a second down, I believe. No, going to be the repeat. Yeah, repeat of first down here. So first and 10 here for Delhi. So still plenty of time, as not much time has come off the clock here over the last.
No, it's second down now.
Okay, so we were ahead here. So second down, handoff right back to Johnson, slices to the inside, and going to be third down and goal to go here for the Bulldogs. And he is going to need about 2 or 3 yards to punch it in.
Trust your gut on that one, Nate. It was second down. You knew it.
You know, you never know. You never know. I rely on the chain gang, and most of the time I'm wrong, but once in a while I get one right. Clock moving again as we'll come up on 4 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Delhi on a third down and goal to go. Coming off the left hash here, they're going to hand one and brought down in the backfield. Johnson got tied up. Nice job by this Eagles defense. They're not going to go quietly as Vanderpool comes in and wraps them up.
No, and here we go on fourth down and goal to go, Nate. This bend but don't break Eagles defense getting a chance here after the holding.
Fourth down, goal to go. Eagles trying to get some momentum back here if they could get a stop. Still a big mountain to climb, but certainly a three-score game is a lot different than a four-score game and just the way the momentum is going right now.
I appreciate whatever guy in the Spencer Vanette and Canner defense just yelled, nothing stupid. I appreciate that.
I didn't hear that. That's great. Cornell throwing to the outside. Pass is complete to Schnabel, reaching, and he is in for the touchdown. Boy, it looked like the Eagles were going to get there, but Schnabel willed himself in.
He really did. That was like a second and third effort. They had him. It looked like they were running him basically straight down the line, but he found a way to carry himself, his momentum, into the end zone, really fight for that score.
Yeah, that was just kind of a strength battle right along the goal line, and Schnabel would not be denied. Waiting for the extra point again here from Nealis. He's lined up. Hold is good, and the lefty puts this one up and through. And it's a 28-0 lead for DA over Spencer Vanette and Kander with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, folks. You're not going to believe it, but Delhi has the ball again at the 20, about the 19-yard line here. Nealis with a deep kick. Looked like it was kind of a sidewinder, a tough ball to catch. Bounced off of Spencer Vanette and Kander, one of their players. Delhi, Johnny on the spot. We've said it a few times today. They scoop up the loose ball, and Delhi has it again.
It was another great kick, though, because he angled it to the sideline, made a tough play, tough catch. I'm just really impressed by this kicking.
Little reverse and to Nealis. Here he is, and he's going to be in for the touchdown.
You got to reward him, right, after all the work he's been doing kicking the ball?
Wow, Nealis, a little nice reverse that was well executed, and Nealis went in untouched.
What a weapon to have.
Well, Nealis was a guy, you know, that has done a little bit of everything for Delhi. He's played QB, he can run, he can play the outside, obviously he can kick, and now with them playing Zach Cornell at QB, allows you to use him in other ways.
Wow.
Nealis lining up for another extra point here. It's been a crazy third quarter. Snap was low, but the hold is good, and it's up and good. 35-0 now. This game has just exploded on offense for Delaware Academy. Delhi 35, Spencer Vanette and Kander nothing. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Delhi with a 35-0 lead here over Spencer Vanette and Kander. Four scores in this third quarter far for Delhi, and Nealis with another kickoff. We had to make sure we saw this one. He puts it through the end zone.
He literally landed that one in the end zone.
He's getting the kicking workout today. And, yeah, that's a 35-0 lead now for DA in what was a 7-0 game. Very competitive, but just a couple little mistakes has hurt Spencer Vanette and Kander here. You feel for them because they've been playing such a good, solid game today.
Delhi scored with 5 minutes and 35 seconds on the clock. It is now to make it 14-0. With 3:05, it is 35-0. So in 2.5 minutes, they scored 28 points.
Yeah, this has been not what we were expecting here. As Spencer Vanette and Kander now trying to hand it up the middle, and they just need to kind of settle back in here a little bit and have a good end of the quarter, I would say.
This Delhi special teams has been a huge difference maker.
Yeah, the kicking game has certainly come in big, and then the other miscue was, you know, the fumble.
Right.
But Delhi just really ball hawking, ball hungry here.
They
that
really
ball's
are.
On the turf, they're after it. So a second down and about 7 to go here for the Eagles. A pitch to the outside. And good tackling here by Delhi. Cook is able to get to his man outside as well as Nealis. When we hit the end of the third quarter, we'll hear one last time from WCDO's Craig Stevens, who's at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation event over in Sydney. Some of the proceeds going to the Sydney Booster Club. You got special prices on pizza and tacos and subs there today, all on Division and Grand Street over in Sydney, right across from the radio station. So we'll hear from Craig at the end of the third quarter, but we'll keep it here until then. Here are the Eagles now on a 3rd and 5. Again, they'll try to hand it up the middle. A good spin move. We got a flag on the play, though. Short of the first down, it looks like, and we'll see what the flag is for.
With all this talk of that food, Nate, you're kind of making me hungry.
Yeah, it's... You know, Gavin's often gets me during the day for lunch. You know, he gets there, he starts cooking those pizzas up, and Main Street starts to smell a little bit like a nice fresh pie. I find myself just walking over there. Yep, so a penalty here, holding against Spencer Vanette and Kander, and just a tough third quarter continues here for them.
And knowing that it's just like a short walk doesn't help either, you know?
Oh, for Gavin's, yeah. It's exactly. Very, very tempting. I'm glad I'm not on any sort of a diet or anything because it's a dangerous place to be there with all the good food we have on Main Street in Sydney. Waiting for the snap here on a 3rd and long. It's about a 3rd and 12, maybe a 3rd and 13 here for the Eagles. They'll hand one off, a reverse over to Rodney Vow on the outside, but again, the Bulldogs snuffing it out. They find a way. Cameron Thompson over there as well. Ian Johnson on the stop as well, and a 4th down coming up here for the Eagles.
The Delhi defense plays great team defense. We're saying different players' names all the time on being in there making tackles, and that's what you want to have. You know, you obviously are going to have your couple individuals and stuff like that, but as a team, they play very well.
Yeah, it's been a good group, a good unit, and again, you know, they've lost players the last couple of years to graduation, but it just kind of seems to be that next man up mentality. It's been really solid for the Bulldogs and head coach Phil Newman. Punt here for the Eagles. Going to be fielded by Delhi at the 45. And the ball's on the ground. And this time it's going to be scooped up. And who's going to fall on it at the bottom of the pile? I think Delhi managed to get it.
Spencer tried to pick it up and run with it. The ball was in his hands as opposed to just falling on it, which they were doing great in the first half of doing. But that time they tried to do a scoop and score, which I don't think in high school you're able to advance that anyway. So you just got to fall on that.
Yeah, it was a nice punt there. Delhi tried to field it, bobbled it a little bit. Both teams had a chance at it, but the Bulldogs able to hang on. And so they'll have it going right to left at their own 46-yard line here with 33 seconds to go, third quarter. And so the Bulldogs here, again, they led 7-0 at the half, 35-0. Here right now, late in the third, a pitch to the outside. We're getting to see some new faces out there for the Bulldogs now. A good run, about 15 yards here, slicing and dicing his way through the defense is Prisco to the outside. Saveo Prisco out there And he's brought down at about the 40-yard line. 19 seconds left here, and Delhi's going to walk off for the end of the quarter here, let this clock run out. So we'll take a break here. Delhi 35, Spencer Vinette and Kander nothing. We'll hear from Craig Stevens right now, who's at the Gavin's Customer Appreciation Day in Sydney. We'll be back on CDO.
Oh!
Yeah!
All right! Hey! Who? What is your name?
Good job,
what? What is your name?
Skyla.
You just dunked my Gavin. How cool was that?
Good.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was your last one, too, so you're nervous?
No.
So isn't it fun to see him dunked in there?
Yeah.
Does he look grumpy right now?
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. You made everybody very happy. All right. So Mike Gavin just got dunked in the tank at Gavin's Customer Appreciation Day on WCDO. And that was fun because the timing was perfect. She was on her third ball, and she got him in there. And everybody's having a great time. The face painters are here. Bring your kids down and make sure they get balloons and candy. Make sure they stop in. They try the Everything Bagelry. They have, I don't know how many varieties that you can try right now. And there's going to be live music later that is going to be a lot of fun with very good musicians, Sean Marcellus and Adam DeGray, 5 to 8 today. So if you can't make it down for lunch and this afternoon fun, no problem. Come on down a little later. Grab some of that new craft beer. Check that out from Bittersweet Farm Brewery. They've got the beer bus here. And certainly Macho's Tacos, Gavin's Grinders, and Gavin's Pizzeria serving you all kinds of food, like always, and thanking you. And the Sydney Booster Club is benefiting greatly from all of the proceeds from the dunk tank, as well as some of the proceeds from sales today. So this line is big to get Mike Gavin down in the dunk tank. Three balls, $5. That's all it is. And they're making sure that the little kids get close enough so that they'll have a good shot at knocking Mike in. And then he'll be followed by Stephanie Wagner, who's Mike's manager, who's basically an all-purpose manager at all three locations. So it's a lot of fun. We hope you'll join us as we join you live today, a special day, Gavin's Customer Appreciation Day. And Mike Gavin also wanted to make sure we mentioned that if you see how beautiful it is in front of Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders, because all the pretty mums and the flowers and things that are set up by S&S Landscaping Depot. And they do that for Mike every season, and it looked great. So come on down and say hi and have fun with us on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Great to hear from Craig. That's the last time we'll check in with him at the event over at Gavin's today. In the meantime, start of the fourth quarter, about a 5-yard touchdown run here for Delhi from Severio Prisco. And that is going to give Delhi a 41-0 lead with 10:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Did have a flag on the before they even did anything here. Was it before the touchdown? Are they going to take that away? Or was this on the extra point?
Well, I don't know. The chain gang is walking away, so I'm assuming it was...
He's still got looking like he's going to kick out there. We got an unsportsmanlike. So we got an unsportsmanlike conduct here. Again, early fourth quarter. The officials are kind of sorting this one out here. And I'm wondering if we're going to get to see a little bit longer of a kicking attempt for you here, Sky.
You know, this has been... I really appreciate it as someone who cannot kick, but also we just don't see a lot of it, you know?
No, we don't. I don't know, if it's just kind of a a lost art, at least here locally, for high school football. I mean, obviously, guys are still kicking professionally and in college, and you see all sorts of cool stuff, but we just don't see it so much here in our small school coverage.
Well, he's definitely going to kick it here. Here we go.
Yeah, this is going to be an extra point, and he's going to be kicking it from about the 25. Plenty of leg on that one. That's up and good.
Wow.
Nealis is having himself a day here.
I told you earlier they should have kicked the field goal.
Yeah. So Prisco with the touchdown and Nealis with the extra point. Delhi 42. Spencer, Vinette, and Kander, nothing. About 10.5 to go here, fourth quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 10:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 42, Spencer, Vinette, and Kander, nothing. Another kickoff here for Delhi. This one rolls out at about the, what'd you say, Sky, the 15 or so?
It looks like it was about between the 10 and the 15-ish, but it'll bump it out to the 35. Tried to angle it again, and he almost had it. It just rolled out. So really trying to show off the leg even more than he already has today.
Just a reminder that next Friday, if you want to listen to more football, I know a lot of people last night were asking us, they were hoping we were doing the BG at Whitney Point game. I said next week we will have BG and Deposit Hancock. That game will be in Bainbridge. So that'll be our 7 o'clock kickoff next Friday for high school football here on CDO. So you can mark the calendar. Hand off here for the Eagles. On first down, going right to left from their own 35, good for about 3 yards out to the 38 or 39. And Delhi just continuing to look strong to start this season. Had some ups and downs in the early part based on a tough schedule. But obviously, a win over Tioga last week, and then so far today, a great performance against Spencer, Vinette, and Kander. This score certainly does not indicate how good I think this Eagles team is. They're going to be, a team that I think you'll see doing well throughout the rest of the season.
Oh, for sure. They're tough. I mean,
they're tough, yeah.
And this defense has not. They haven't given up long drives. This half has been dominated. They had the one long drive to start the half, but after that, Delhi's gotten really good field position twice by great special teams, once by an unfortunate bad snap for them. But they've been really impressive, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, out of the teams that, we've watched early in the season, I mean, certainly Spencer, Vinette, and Kander, I think, can compete. It just shows how good and deep Class D is here in Section 4, as you said earlier, Sky. 9.5 to go here, fourth quarter. A first down for the Eagles, so here they'll run it up the middle. They get to midfield, and a stop there by the Bulldogs.
Like we were talking about, a 7-0 at halftime. It took 6.5 minutes to make it 14-0, and then all of a sudden, it just was one right after another for this Delhi team, and they haven't looked back since. But credit to them. And the special teams, games can really be won or lost on special teams, and what a weapon to have. You and I were talking about it during the break. Going forward, that could be a difference-maker in a big game for this Delhi team.
Yeah, like you were saying, not having to go for it on a fourth and something. If you're in range, it's just an extra weapon that you have. Another run here for the Eagles on a second down and about six. And crashing forward across the 40 to about the 38 here for Charlie Hilbert. And so a first down. This Eagles team not going to go quietly today.
No, and I wouldn't expect them to. They've been fighting all day. They play hard, both sides of the ball. Just a couple unfortunate breaks here and there. But I've really been impressed by the way that they play.
Yeah, me too. Those Western teams in the section are always tough out there. I mean, whether it be 8-man, Class D, you name it, they've had some excellent talent. come out over the last couple of years. I think it was just a couple of years ago that the Spencer team, when they were down in eight-man, had a really strong season. Got to see them a couple of times. Our eight-man teams out there are always really, really good.
I was going to say, I feel like they were eight-man just a couple years ago.
We did that game with Green.
Right.
They were over in Green, and boy, they were very impressive that night. So here it is, a second down and about five to go. At the 35-yard line, a pitch and then a fake, a run up the middle here. Rodney Vow down to about the 31-yard line. 7:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi in full control, 42-0. As a beautiful fall day, the sun is just kind of shining off the hill over. We can see SUNY Delhi across town. And you still thinking about going over there?
It could happen.
It could happen. As men's soccer playing over there later today. Third and short. Eagles are going to pick it up across the 28 down to about the 25 here again for Charlie Hilbert. Yeah, so again, we'll have football next Friday night, and we will have soccer Saturday coming up. Next Saturday, we'll have the MAC, the Tri-Valley, and the Delaware League Boys and Girls Championship games. Those are in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus. A great day to get out and watch some small school soccer. You can see it all in one place. Good parking, all right there in Oneonta. Should be some great games. Another handoff here, first down here for the Eagles. They crash forward to about the 30-yard line. So the Eagles putting together a nice little drive here with about just under 7 minutes left. 6:45 to go. Ball down to the 31-yard line here for the Eagles. Thanks for joining us today as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, also the Game Audio Archive. You can go back. We upload those a couple days after each game so that you can listen back anytime with family and friends. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. They make banking easier. A run up the left side here for the Eagles has nowhere to go. Yeah, Levi Shepherd was in there. I think Thompson was in there as well. And Connor McVitie, I believe, for DA. Coming up on 6 minutes left. And again, you've mentioned it, Sky. This Class D, as every week goes on, we're seeing more and more teams that... What are we going to see in the playoffs, you know? I mean, it's really going to be a battle down the stretch. Eagles with a pitch. Now they cut it back to the inside. A nice move. And diving forward down to about the 18-yard line here. Going to be fourth down coming up for the Eagles. Fourth and five, maybe fourth and four.
And to your point before the game, we were talking about, you know, each division. And they get two from each division, make it, you know, into the semis and, you know, There's some really good teams in each division. You know, in the one division that specifically, you have BG, Deposit Hancock, and Tioga.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle to see who comes out of that.
And this upcoming Friday's game could really have some future implications on that.
I'm going to have to make sure I double-check all the formats. They love to change that stuff every year on you. Fourth down here for the Eagles. They go for it on the right side. I think they're going to get it. Very close here. It depends on the spot. Yeah, move the chains for the Eagles. So they're putting together a nice last drive here in this fourth quarter. Yeah, I just want to say that because I know there have been some changes, and I'm going through the same thing with soccer right now. Some of the leagues that we cover, they've changed their playoff format, you know, each of the last 3 or 4 years. So it's you make notes, and then the next year it's all
different.
It
doesn't matter anymore.
No, so it's always trying to keep up with that stuff. 4:45 to go here, fourth quarter. A run up the middle here for the Eagles. You know, this would be good. If they go down, they cash in, this gives you some momentum towards the end of this game. Okay, we had our little hiccup there in the late third. Delhi capitalized. But besides that, I mean, Spencer has played, you know, pretty strong here today. A 7-0 game at the half. And I think there was some really good positive things that they did today.
Absolutely. Like you said, this score does not indicate the way that this game went. Delhi just hit a streak of scoring that we haven't seen yet this year.
No, they capitalized on everything. And here's a fumble now for the Eagles, but they do fall on it. They were trying to run a little sweep to the outside, but Rodney Vow was able to hold on. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock still moving. I'm sure the Delhi defense, if you look at their side of the ball right now, saying, hey, let's not give up a score here. Let's try to get the shutout. I'm sure that's what the Bulldogs are thinking.
There's always that feeling for sure.
And here comes Spencer up to the line here. Time wearing thin in this fourth quarter as Delhi looking to put the icing on the cake here, trying to get a stop. And a sweep to the outside here for the Eagles. They're going to cut it back and in for the touchdown. Put six on the board as Rodney Vow is able to put one in here for Spencer Van Etten-Kander with 3:20 left.
That was a nice cut right there. He looked like he was going to go outside, planted his foot, went back in, and then went right back out. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, nice run to the outside, and they cash in, and it looks like they'll go for two here with 3:20 left. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Eagles going for two. They'll cut it back, and they're in. Nice run and a dive forward there by Charlie Hilbert. Makes it 42-8. With 3:20 left here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a small break and be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The last couple of minutes of this contest here, Delhi 42, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 8, with 3:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU, banking easier. Run back here for the Bulldogs. Out to about the 35-yard line, and that's where they will start there, as they're going to try to eat up this last 3:15 and put another win in the win column. And, you know, it felt like a game that was, you know, really back and forth, didn't know what could happen. The Eagles just looking for a break, but special teams and taking advantage of a couple of miscues is certainly what helps Delhi get this win today. We'll try to get you a final score from DH and Sydney as well. 41-16 there, as Sydney kind of clawing back into that one a little bit. Fourth quarter, as again DH had a 41-0 lead. Early third quarter there, but now Sydney with a couple of points, they get back into it. So good to see the Sabres not giving up down there today in Deposit Hancock.
And now Nealis is in at quarterback. He ran that one for a game of about five.
Yeah, 48-16 is the most updated score there from DH with 4 minutes left in that game. So nice to get some of those updates from down the road. Boy, this DH team looking like the real deal. And Nealis going to hand one off. And a good tackle in the backfield here by Will Whittemore for Spencer Van Etten-Kander. Prisco got nailed in the backfield, had nowhere to go. Yeah, Nealis, you know, certainly a guy that they could have relied on this year at the QB position. And instead they decide to go with Cornell. But Nealis, showing he can do it with his leg, scored on that run earlier. Nicely done. So Lucas Nealis here under center with the pitch to the outside. Goes to Prisco, cuts back 45-50. Prisco with some good running in his reserve role today. He had a touchdown earlier. Picks up the first down here with a 1:45 to go.
I got to tell you what, even though he wasn't one of their main weapons, he's looked good since he's come on.
He really has some of these younger subs that are coming in also getting the job done today here for the Bulldogs. But a nice effort. You know, Zach Cornell doing a great job at QB today. Rocco Schnabel catching a big touchdown. And then just the two-headed monster of Ian Johnson and Adam Cook was just a lot to stop today if you're the Eagles. Coming up on 1:15 left. DA content to just let some clock tick down as much as they can. We'll come up on a minute to go here. They go right back to Prisco. He hits the hole, and he's only got one speed. He just wants to go, and he's tackled at the 40.
He really does. I like the way he runs. He just gets the ball, and I'm just going north and south.
He's not a big guy either, but he's not afraid to get some contact in there. Yeah, so a gain of 9. So this is going to be second down and about 2 to go here as they're back into Eagles territory, going left to right at the 40-yard line. Bulldogs will have it here. Under center, Nealis will hand it off. Running the pile forward here is Chase Rao. And good enough for a first down with 23 seconds left. So another first down here for the Bulldogs. And they're just going to let the clock run out here. So that looks like it's going to be our final score here, 42-8. The Delhi Bulldogs will let the last 10 seconds tick off here before we have our handshake line. We'll come back in just a few minutes with our post-game show. Delhi put another win in the win column for the Bulldogs today, 42-8. Post-game show coming up here from Delaware Academy on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Delaware Academy. Our final score, Delhi 42, Spencer Van Etten-Kander 8. A great job today here by Delhi. That third quarter, the different sky, took advantage of special teams, a couple of miscues. They get the job done.
That 2.5 minutes in the third quarter, Nate, it was just boom, 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 one after another.
Yeah, it was the fumble recovery, the great kicking game, and then cashing in. They do a great job today, and they win 42-8. Let's get in our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We'd like to go today with Delhi's Ian Johnson here for this award. Johnson, just great running the ball, cashes in for a couple of touchdowns there, and well-deserving of our offense award.
Really was. He got a couple of touchdowns, hand the ball up, big play after big play for him when they needed it.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams here on WCDO. I'd like to go with number 57 today for Delhi, Cameron Thompson. Just seemed to be in there on the line, nitty-gritty, bunch of tackles, and just kind of one of those guys on the line today that wrapped it up, made good tackles all day long.
We mentioned it from the beginning. They made it tough on this Spencer Van Etten-Kander offense, and we felt like we said his name quite a bit.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. We're excited to give this one today to Lucas Nealis for his great kicking. He ran in that touchdown, played a little bit of QB at the end. I mean, he kind of did it all. He was the definition of an all-purpose player today.
And had some nice tackles on defense, too. So
yeah.
I love the special teams part of it, though. That's special to see because we don't get to see it too often.
Yeah, that was really cool. And just kind of put the icing on the cake today for a big win for Delhi over Spencer Van Etten-Kander by a final score of 42-8. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studio on Main Street in Sydney. Certainly had his hands full juggling us today, as well as Craig, who was over at the Gavin's event. And stop over to Gavin's Pizzeria, again, the customer extravaganza today. Proceeds of that going to the Sydney Booster Club. They'll have music, great special on food, tacos, subs, pizza the rest of the day. They got stuff there for the kids. It's a great time, so stop over to Gavin's Pizzeria in Sydney. So also a big thank you to Craig. He was the one that went over there today, did all the work, and we were communicating with him, throwing it back and forth. So a great day for all our local coverage here. So again, final score 42-8. Delhi wins over Spencer Van Etten-Kander here in Section 4 football action. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you again soon on WCDO Sports.
Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM. Yeah,